Welcome on board the Tories podcast. This is an alternative travel guide with the funniest people on the planet and me, Vic Elizabeth Turnbull. Discover some gems right on your doorstep or visit somewhere completely new, all alongside your favourite comedians and well-known faces. Buckle up, enjoy your journey, and do try to keep all personal items with you. Our tour guide for this episode is a badass stand-up from Canada. She's now settled in Manchester and wowing Brits up and down the country. And she's shared the stage with the likes of Catherine Ryan, Stuart Francis, John Bishop and Jason Manford. It's the absolute dreamboat that is Alison June Smith. And we're off to find out where all the pies, where all the pies. We are at Oxford Road Station. I am with Alison June Smith. Hello, how are you?
I am fabulous this morning because we're going to go eat pies in Wigan. And I am so excited. So we're just, my excitement, I think everyone at Oxford Road Station is looking at me like a psycho right now because I'm pretty excited about this. Wigan for pies. You can't get more classic. I think I've been to Wigan before, but again, I only ever do shows. Being a stand-up comic, I'm in and out. So this will be fun to like go to Wigan. Check out Wigan. Eat a pie. You know, pretend to be a Wiganite. Is that a real word?
No, I'm sure it's a Wiganer.
A Wiganer. We can ask Martin, who we're going to join up with.
This is Martin, our pie expert for this episode. Yeah, I know. I got a pie expert. We'll meet him properly in a bit when we actually get to Wigan. But he's going to be popping up now and again until we get there.
My name is Martin Tarbuck. I'm the author of a book called Life of Pies, which was a tour around the country trying to find the country's best pies.
So tell me, how many pies did you get through to write your book, Martin?
I ate about 400 in 2 years.
You ate 400 pies in 2 years?
I feel like a challenge has been laid before me. That's amazing!
So when I approached you and said, Alison, would you like to be on Tourist? And you said, can we do something to do with food? And I was like, I love this woman so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We love our food, don't we?
Oh my God, I am such an eater and I'm obsessed with pies since I've moved to the north. Pies and gravy are the greatest joys of my life right now. So I was like, listen, if we can do something that involves pies, I said, is it stereotypical to say I want to eat pies in the north? And you're like, let's go for it. This is what we're doing.
I don't think it's a derogatory term to call someone, because they're called pie eaters, people in Wigan.
Are they?
So that's their nickname. And I think they wear it as sort of a badge of pride. Let's ask Martin, though, so we don't want to put our foot in it, do we? Like, and we get thrown out of Wigan.
Ugh. I think we best clear this up with our Martin before we carry on.
Wigan is synonymous, how do you say that? Synonymous? Wigan is well known for pies. Is it? When we said we'll go to Wigan and do a pie episode, is it derogatory, is it stereotypical, is it something to be proud of?
I think it's something to be proud of. I mean, the origins behind it aren't the best. Apparently, you've probably heard about the humble pie story, that it was something to do with Wigan. Well, that's a long time ago now. There's no... I think generally...
So we'll hear all about the humble pie story in a little while. And basically, the story is about how Wiganers came to be known as pie eaters. And it's a lovely little story. But if I put it here in the podcast, it's just going to confuse matters. And it sort of fits better later on. So I've put it later on.
I think generally we wear it like a badge of honour, you know, and it's this thing about the pie kebab, the Wigan barm. If you go to Galloway's in a bit, there's a big sign on there saying, why not have your pie on a barm? In Wigan, they don't have bakers, they have pie shops. And they sell bread and other stuff and cakes, but they're noted for the pies. And I kind of ease off a little bit now because the book just cost me a lot of money and a bit of waistline, but I still like a pie on a Saturday dinner or from a football match or whatever. And I think most people are the same, really. And kids are only on the sausage roll stage now.
I love that you're easing them in. They just sausage rolls, but eventually we're going to get them right into the pies.
So we're not just going to go to Wigan to just eat any pie. Like, we're not going to go to Greg's.
Okay.
Martin's going to take us to the best pie shop in Wigan.
My boyfriend is like, can you bring me back a pie? Even though we're going to his mum's tonight for tea to eat homemade pie.
Oh my God, Alison, you said tea. We're going for tea. Oh, you're a monk.
I have a northern soul, girl. This is it. Double pie day. Can I get more northern? I already am part Manc anyway, because you know my dad's from Manchester.
Oh, no way. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I am Mancunian. I'm Canadian Mancunian.
Kamankinen.
And Kamankinen. There are many of us.
I didn't know that. There's a little subculture of Kamankinens.
That's why I'm here. That's why I'm one of you.
Alison, are you ready to go and eat some pie? Should we get on the train?
Oh, let's get on the train. We are on a Northern Rail train heading to Wigan.
We're on a pie train.
We're on the pie train.
Picture the scene. We're on one of those trains where I think it used to be a bus in its former life.
I'm not knocking Northern Rail, but as far as train lines go, I think you can hear the quality of the train that we're on in the background.
What we're actually sat on is a Pacer train. They were introduced over 35 years ago and were only supposed to be on the rails for a short time. Like, it was only supposed to be like a short-term fix. Now they're only found sort of chugging away around the north and in Wales. They're slow, so uncomfortable, and freezing in winter, and very noisy. The good news is, by the end of 2018, they're going to be replaced with new trains with Wi-Fi and USB ports. Unfortunately, tourists couldn't wait around for Northern Rail, so I apologise to you for the sound quality you're about to hear for this train bit, but a positive, you'll feel like you're actually on a Pacer train. And if you don't know what I mean by a Pacer train, Google the shit out of this. You'll find it unbelievable that in 2018, England still has a train like this. Right, let's get to Wigan. Come on then.
So what I've picked up, Alison, is that you're not from around these parts.
No, I am not. I moved to Manchester about 7.5, maybe 8 years ago from Canada. I am from Calgary, Alberta.
Why Manchester?
Because my dad is from Manchester, and so I had family in Manchester. And I just kind of knew that I knew the north would be a little bit more my vibe than going to busy London or anywhere down around there. And being a comic, I knew all the comedians went to London, and everyone was, oh, London, London, which, okay, great. But I knew the North had a separate comedy circuit, and I thought I'll probably get work faster being in the North. And that is exactly what happened.
There is a really lovely little comedy crowd and community in Manchester.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, people have moved, people have shifted, but there is just kind of a bit more, I don't know, like, I think it's because this is where I started. I feel like, yeah, my family, my comedy family, as far as the UK is concerned, this is where it is.
Is it the Calgary comedy community overseas? Is that lovely, lovely and loving and close?
Very much so. I would say it's a very family scene there as well, because Calgary, very much like the North, if you're a comic, it's a lot of touring, so it's a lot of driving to a smaller city or driving to a small town and doing a show for the people there. Whereas London or Toronto is a bit more like you're in the city and you do all these little open mics for like the people in that city. So I've always been a bit more of, I guess, what they call a road comic, which sometimes people look down their noses at, but whatever. You go drive to somewhere and try and sell your jokes to a group of people that you've never met before in a weird environment.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You look down your nose at me. Yeah, it's a hard job, I think.
You get to sample service station.
So many service stations, so many pies.
Ginsters.
Ginsters, when I first came over, I would think they were okay. Now I've learned. I do enjoy a Greg's, though. Am I allowed to say that? Is that okay? I do enjoy a Greg's. Love a steak bake. Enjoy a chicken bake. Won't even waste my time with a cheese pasty, but that's just me.
See, I love a festive bake, the ones they bring out at Christmas. Oh my goodness.
The stuffing and the cranberry and everything
in
there.
How do they do that? How do they get to... It's like, you know, Willy Wonka and the chewing gum that Violet eats, and it's like a Sunday roast.
Yeah.
That's what they've captured. Greg has captured a Willy Wonka vibe. So just to give you a little bit of a context of why Wigan is pie mad, it all started off in 1926. Let's go back a few years. You know, people got their hands dirty for a living. During the general strike of 1926, the coal miners were striking because they had low wages and the work conditions were shockingly shit. So all other professions said, right, we're going to stand by the coal miners. We're going to go on strike too. So railway men, dockers, steel workers all hung up their workmen tools.
Yeah.
And was like, yo, miners, we stand with you. So essentially Britain stopped being Britain in 1926 because of a massive strike of all professions across the UK. But it was the Wigan miners that were the first to cave in to the strike and the demands.
They were scabs. They crossed the line.
I think they were getting pressure from factory bosses and whatnot. So for them giving in, it meant that they had to eat humble pie. So hence them being called pie eaters. So that's why Wiganers are called pie eaters, because they gave in to the general strike and had to eat humble pie.
Okay. Well, I understand they needed work, they wanted work, but eating humble pie, okay.
Well, if it wasn't for those, you know, the scabs, we wouldn't be here today.
This is true. Yep. Yeah. You mean like us, like about to go eat pies?
Yeah. I don't mean like in our professions, though.
And I was like, wait a minute, how's that? Oh, you mean now, eating pies. Yeah. I will humbly eat the pie that I'm going to be served today.
I'm so excited.
Oh.
I was thinking last night, cause I went to Slimming World last night and did really well.
Did you tell them what you were about to do
no.
today?
No. And I'm thinking, do I really like go quite dainty on this and just have a little taste of a pie? Or do I like, fuck it, let's just go.
Whatever you want to do, I will not judge. Thank and you. I will support. I will probably eat any of the pie that you don't eat, though, just so you know. What is your favorite pie? What is yours? Are you a chicken pie? Are you a meat, steak pie? Are you a...
Do you know what? I quite like a dirty meat and potato pie.
Yeah, meat and potato. I would say like a steak and ale. I don't like to fill it too much with potato, but recently I had a chicken mushroom pie that blew my mind.
Where from?
I hate to say it. Do you know those like fancy farm shop when you're driving on the highway and now and again you get a rest station, but it's like the nice fancy farm shop ones that have all the locals? It was from one of those. The pastry, like it was so light and flaky, and the consistency and the gravy within it, it just... I never thought I'd be so happy getting a pie from a petrol station, but it blew my mind.
There is a few petrol stations in the UK that are just like is it Tea Bay?
Yeah.
Tea Bay up north near Edinburgh, wherever it is, one of them.
Let's ask a true Wiganer what their favourite pie is. This is Martin again.
For me, it's always been the meat and potato. That's what I grew up with. That's what they used to be cooking on the corner of, you know, every street corner in Wigan. There was all these bakeries. They had a wonderful smell. You might have to be a little bit disappointed, Alison, because I think in Wigan, the way it is, they've actually had to rebadge them potato and meat rather than meat and potato, because, yeah, I mean, you can have a chunky steak that's all meat.
Yeah.
I think the way it is in this part of the world is the meat used to be very cheap, and they used to put a lot of potato in and a lot of pepper and seasoning, and it's a really kind of sloppy mixture, but it's absolutely heavenly, and it's the smell as much as the taste.
Do you think a pie should be able to pick it up and eat it?
Yeah, I think it's the Wigan way, but you know, it happens in other parts of the country, like the farmlands. You know, they want something to eat with the hands when they're out in the fields, but it's like a cradle to grave thing in Wigan. I think, you know, if it collapses, then it's not really a pie. A pie's got to be fully encased in pastry, and you've got to be able to pick it up and eat it with your hands, really. So you don't see many knife and forks around here. I mean, I've been in other parts of the country where you walk around eating a pie with your hands and they stare at you like you've just landed from like Mars, but you know, I'm just busy. I like to eat on the move. What more can I say?
Every country seems to have their own variation of something in pastry or something encased in something. Like, you got samosa, a Jamaican patty, and even in England, there's variations. You've got Cornish pasty, you've got a clanger, which looks incredible. Bedfordshire clanger. It's like this hunk of pastry with a filling in it. And I think one end is savoury and one end is sweet. So the idea was like, when you're going to work, you can have like yum, 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 and then you flip it over and you've got your noms.
It's very crafty.
The Cornish pasty is the crimped bit on the top.
That's what the men would hold because they were working. Yeah.
You found out that yesterday. Fact. Fact.
You know, whereas I prefer more of a pie or a pudding.
Oh, a pudding.
Because steak and ale pudding, it's a different type of case, right? I believe it's called a suet. Yes. So I prefer that, whereas the Cornish pasty, it's a bit too much thick pastry. I'm not getting enough gravy and meat and sauce.
Yeah. Now, suet puddings is a whole different kettle of Wapsit.
Yeah.
And they have to be steamed, don't they, for a long time?
Yes, yes. Because my uncle, whenever I go back to Canada, always wants me to bring Holland's steak and kidney pudding.
Yes.
And he's very specific, not the pies, pudding. So I started to really look into, like, why do they call it pudding? You know, what is it? So it's because of the, how do I say it again? The suet.
So yeah. Suet is animal fat.
Oh, is that what it is? That's lovely.
Mm. Yeah. With the kidney. Ugh.
He loves it. Steak and kidney.
No, I couldn't. Suet. Yeah. Couldn't have steak and kidney.
I think there's only one person we know who can solve this important pie pudding debate.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on puddings versus pie? Are you more pie, pudding?
I'm definitely more pie, but I don't mind a steak pudding. It's something you traditionally have with a chippy tea if you're not going for the fish. When they're well crafted, they're really good, you know, it's just something different. It's not, you couldn't eat one of them with your hands. You could try, I suppose.
I mean, they also do here a pie bomb.
Now that's excessive, but again, very northern. People like to make buddies out of everything, don't they? Sorry, a butty.
Butty.
Not a buddy, a butty.
Like chip, butty it. Pie, butty it. Donna meat, butty it.
Buddy, everything in a buddy. My dad, my friends used to come over, because again, my dad is Manc and in Canada, and they would be like, Allison, is your dad eating a french fry sandwich? And I'd be like, no, it's a chip buddy.
Chip buddy.
He loves them. He loves them. My uncle eats lettuce buddies. Oh my God, they're ridiculous. Anything can be a buddy. This is what I've learned in life.
What does does he put anything on it? Like butter or?
A little bit of butter, just some lettuce and bread. Oh, he loves it. My aunt forbade him from eating them. And so he sneaks them when he would come over to he would sneak a lettuce buddy. I was like, you? It's because they grew up after the war, right? They were rationing for God knows how long. Like, my dad remembers ration cards. Like,
wow. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. I could talk about food all day. Like, I am such a hungry-ass woman.
Food is my greatest joy. Are you kidding me?
Food, sleep, sexing. In that order.
Food, sleep, sexing. Yeah, I would say that too. Yeah, because you have to have a sleep. I can't go food and then right to sex.
Oh my God, this escalated so fast.
You wait until the right guy hears this pie episode and he's going to be like, I found the woman I love. And then you're going to be like, I have to quit Slimming World because I fell in love with a pie eater.
And he becomes my feeder.
It's not the worst thing in the world, I'll tell you.
I can't wait. So you've got Northern in you. You've got Northern England in you. You've got gravy running through your veins.
Yeah.
So getting accustomed to Northern fare, Northern food, wasn't too difficult.
No, jumped right on in. I jumped right on in. I accepted the commitment and I went. The one thing I don't like, and I'll tell you this, I don't like mushy chips. I like a crispy chip. I'll have a little cheeky, but I want my chips crispy. This is just something I've noticed.
Yeah, it's a chip chop chip.
Yeah, I can't do it.
You're a bit of a snob, aren't you? So your partner is a Manc as well. So have you picked up any, obviously your daddy's as well, so have you picked up any sort of Mancunian, like, traits or?
Yeah, you know what I say a lot? Pal. Go on, pal. Hey, pal. I love saying pal. Because he says it all the time and he's got a proper Drawlsden accent. Fucking L.
Fucking
L now, not even realizing it. I said it the other day and it like came out natural. My sister was like, what did you just say? And I was like, oh my God, that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I think I was just annoyed by something. And I was like, oh, fucking L.
I love it.
Yeah. So it's a proper way to describe how you feel in a moment of agitation.
Oh, man. Shit. Are we there? Are we in Wigan? No, Bolton. We're in Bolton. Another hotspot we can go and tourist. I got my Wigan facts. Big facts. Wigan facts. So Wigan is not just famous for pies.
Okay, what else is it famous for?
Loads of stuff. So sport. Are you into your sport? They've got a good rugby league team, I think.
Oh, okay.
Wigan Athletic.
What is Wigan Athletic?
It's a football team.
Oh, okay.
They've got a thing called Uncle Joe's Mint Balls.
Okay.
And now I'd never not heard of these things until like about 2 years ago. And they're like balls.
Yeah.
And they're mint flavoured.
What are they made of?
Like hard candy. And you suck them. So that you suck Uncle Joe's mint balls. I'm joking. Like this is, they're massive.
So, yeah, they are pie eating mint ball suckers in Wigan. I love it.
Also, culturally wise, quite cultured, the old Wiganers. Northern Soul?
Yeah, Northern Soul dancing, Northern Soul music, absolutely.
Wigan was the place to hear all the latest and all the rare tunes.
Really?
Yeah. So, have you heard of Wigan Casino?
No.
Wigan Casino was the place to go if you're a Northern Soul fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So was Wigan like the home of Northern Soul?
Some people would argue that, but yeah, more or less, yeah. Also, so Wigan Pier, where Wigan Casino was made famous by George Orwell. He wrote a book called The Road to Wigan Pier.
Oh, that's nice. And is it all about...
Bishops, politicians, philanthropists and whatnot enjoy talking piously about slum clearance because they can thus divert attention from more serious evils and pretend that if you abolish the slums, you abolish poverty. But all this talk has led to surprisingly small results. Now, that wasn't a quote from an article in today's press. That was actually a quote from The Road to Wigan Pier by Mr. George Orwell. Even though the title does sound rather delightful, it's actually his observations of the working class life in Northern England, including Sheffield and Wigan, and it gave the reader a real detailed view of unemployment and poverty over 80 years ago. Some people could and do argue that despite the book being written in the 1930s, there's uncanny similarities to today's society. And it's also worth noting that people from Wigan thought it did take a long time for the town to get over Orwell's depiction of it.
Oh, I love this one, right? So more than 70% of Wigan is green.
It's green?
Yeah. It's surrounded by nice countryside and stuff.
That's probably why they're so sports oriented then, because they have a lot of like field space and people get outside and people are, oh, that's lovely.
I mean, you say that, but Wigan in 2017 was named as having well above the national average of obesity amongst children.
Well, but that's the pies. Look, you can eat the pies, you can suck the balls, but then you gotta run.
We're going past now, like, all the old mills, so it was a very, like, mill.
You can really see it. Old textile factories and stuff like that, yeah.
A lot of coal mining, so it's a very industrialised, former industrial city, massive into the sports, big into the pies, really good music from there. Yeah, I don't know. I think people may have a bit of a negative stereotype about Wigan.
This is the thing. People are going to have a stereotype of anything that they feel they can judge, you know, and it's annoying because I bet you Wigan people are lovely.
I was really keen to hear from a Wiganer what their best bits were. Let's find out.
Apart from pies and the fine foods of Wigan, what else makes you proud to be from Wigan?
The town itself has got amazing character. It's got a bit of defiance about it, really, and you know, we kind of exhibit it through our pies and our football and our sport and our comedy and of course music as well, be it Northern Soul or the Verve, you know. We punch above our weight is, I think, a nice summary.
I think we're here. I think we're in Wigan.
Are we in Wigan?
Yeah, I mean, I can smell the pie already.
Wigan Northwest. Yeah, we're here. Things are about to get a lot more clear on this podcast once we're off the Northern Rail.
Oh no, we're in West Horton.
No, we still got more time.
I heard West and I was like, we're Wigan.
Out of all the train lines, this one is my least favourite. And I travel trains all the time.
You not?
Drive?
Drive.
Not in this country. Roundabouts? Absolutely not.
They're not roundabouts in Canada.
No, there's like, I've maybe encountered two in my life.
Really?
It's terrifying. I'm terrified.
There's something quite quintessential about the British railways. I imagine, I don't know, someone not from England looking in and imagine like a steam train chugging along the, you know, countryside. And in reality...
not so romantic anymore. But I had a couple of American friends. Again, I am not American, everyone listening. I am Canadian, but I had a couple of American friends over. And they were so excited to take the train to Edinburgh and go to Edinburgh. They were like, this is a fantasy. I was like, wow, dream bigger. But, you know, to people, this is very romantic, because in Canada and North America, trains aren't like this. This is not, we don't have trains that'll take us, because you have a small country.
Alison, I think we're here. We're in Pi Central.
Oh my God.
I know.
It's about to happen.
I know.
You are listening to Tourist Podcast, an alternative tourist guide with the funniest people on the planet. And me, Vic Elizabeth Turnbull.
We are in Wigan.
We are in Wigan. We've made it on the Northern Rail.
I'm with Alison James Smith. We have just met Martin. I've called you Pyman. I'm so sorry.
I'm kind of used to it, really. It's quite an accolade in these parts.
So tell us, where has being a pie expert taken you?
Well, obviously I'm a resident of Wigan, which is of course the pie capital of the world. So it was very northwest based. We managed to get to Cornwall. I got up to Scotland in a day. I left at 4 a.m. and went, did as much as I could. And it was very northern bias, but then you'd have to say northerners do the best pies anyway. In fact, I've researched it.
That's a fact. It's coming from an expert, everyone.
You've got your own rating system.
There were 7 P's, which were kind of like pastry, price, portion, presentation, and I forget the rest, but
that's brilliant. I love that you had your own pie, because you would have to have a consistent way to measure each pie. Yeah. Oh, I love that.
We're on board, Martin. What does your wife think of all this? She
got a bit pissed off, to be honest, towards the end.
She's now anti-pie. She's like, don't even say the P word in the house.
If you ever did anything like that again, then, you know, and even so, she doesn't really like pies, but she prefers a cheese and onion pasty. She tolerated me for a couple of years while I did it, and just like me, she had designs on fame and fortune, probably, but as it stands, I've still got hundreds of pie books stuck in my shed.
We can help you with that.
Not going to change,
yeah,
man.
Definitely. We're in Wigan, it's what, dinner time, lunchtime. We can see the bakery you're going to take us to just across the road. But before all that, I just want to know if our listeners are thinking, do you know what, I'm going to branch out, I'm going to Wigan. It's actually not that far on the train. It took us like 25 minutes. Where else can our listeners go as a tourist in Wigan?
The pubs. Seriously, you go to somewhere like Hay Hall Country Park, it's a beautiful place now, and they're really doing it up, and it's nice, and you'd be surprised that you get within a couple of miles of Wigan and you're in beautiful countryside. And that's perhaps not the image that is often portrayed, least of all by George Orwell and many people ever since. It's a beautiful place, really. It's got its problems like anywhere else has, but it's a really kind of happy place with lots of great people.
Right. Now, for the most important part of this podcast, we are going to cross the road and then you can take us somewhere to eat it. We don't mind. Do you mind eating it on like some steps or on a bench? I mean, I'm northern, you're half northern.
Very easygoing.
We're easygoing. Cool, then let's go. We're heading across the road to a little shop called Galloway's. Hi.
Hi.
We're in this tiny bakery. It could fit about 5 people in there. There's no tables and chairs. It's a counter in front of us. And to the right in the counter is your standard bun and sweet things collection. So you've got your gingerbread men, eclairs, the iced finger is there as well. To the right is row upon row of hot stuff in pastry. The smell is just divine. And we're so giddy right now. It's unbelievable. And behind the counter is the Galloway girls, the lovely Pauline and the lovely Dawn. I don't know why I always want to know how long people have been working there for. I think it's in my nosy Britishness. I'm inquisitive, not nosy. Or nebby, as they'd say in Sheffield.
How long have you been working here for?
2 years.
You like it?
I love it. Brilliant.
What's your best selling pies?
Meat and potato.
Yeah, classic.
Yeah, but I push the deep filled because I think they're a proper pie.
It looks,
they are nice.
Are people eating less pies because they want to try and be healthy, do you reckon?
No. Definitely not healthy. What's that? You're in Wigan, love. Come on.
Yeah, this is it.
We're open at 6:15 in the morning for breakfast and they buy pies then.
The same time.
Do you get a whole range of people, like business people coming in?
Everybody's in selection, yeah. We had some Canadians and tourists in the other day. Taking them back home.
Good,
wow.
And what would you like today?
Meat and potato, that's your number one. You've always got to get a meat and potato.
Okay.
If you want some more meat, you get a deep filled chunky steak or a...
Would you like a pie? Yeah. What would you like?
Meat and potato for me, please.
Meat and potato.
Meat and potato. There's no P-O in front, by the way. It's just tater.
Meat and tater.
Yeah.
Meat and tater.
Do you know what? I'm going to go for a meat and tater one then, yeah? Please.
Anything else?
Chunky steak, yeah.
A fork we provide as well.
Oh, lovely. Look at this fork. Yeah. They've got forks here.
Anything else for that?
I think that's everything. Thank you so much. No,
thank you.
Okay, see you in a bit.
Thank you. Bye.
You too can get your mouth around Galloway's Pie from here. They're open from 6 in the morning till 5:30 at night. There's loads of them. Find your local nearest or the one that you want to visit, galloway'sbakers.co.uk. We're off to find somewhere to eat our hot pies.
So those ladies were lovely, weren't they?
Certain elegance about the Wigan pie girl. There's no airs of grace, they're just wonderful, they love it.
So where are you taking us, Martin?
The marketplace is up here, it's not the grandest marketplace in the world.
Fine.
There might be somewhere to sit down alongside some down and some goths or whatever.
Oh, don't mind sitting with the goths.
And you've got yet another Galloway.
Oh, another Galloway's there. Just literally 2 minutes up the road. Yeah, so Martin's pointing out that there's a triangle of pie shops. So there's Pound Bakery, Galloway's, Greg's.
Pie Mile, basically.
Pie Mile, yeah. How are you feeling, Alice?
I'm pretty excited to get into these pies, I'm not going to lie.
You can feel the weight of the pies in the bag that I am carrying. I think a majority of those is mine because I got the deep-filled steak pie.
Oh, baby.
Oh, I've seen some benches and lots of pigeons.
But if we were eating a Greg's, they'd be nowhere near us. These are Wigan pigeons. They know the difference.
So we're sat on a bench. There's a bouncy castle behind us. Alison's to the right of me. Martin's to the left of me. And we start tearing away the paper to get into these delicious hot pies.
Okay, so let's try and figure out. I feel that's the fatter one. I'm holding the microphone so you can hear the unwrapping of the pies.
I really wanted to know what made this Galloway's meat and tater pie so amazing. For the next time that you have a pie, you can be looking for all the right signs. So I asked the expert.
Pastry, just touch that pastry, how soft is it?
Touch the pastry, yeah.
Crust as well, the crust is lovely and delicate. When you open it up, it's just it holds together, but it's a nice kind of mashed mince and potato. It's got a good bit of peppery seasoning. It's just a really sort of rich, filling, buttery taste.
Okay.
And this is just your traditional, typical Wigan pie. I mean, Galloway's are probably one of the biggest bakers now, along with Green Orchards. There's a Greg's there, which nobody goes in, but there's a handful of similar bakers like this still left in Wigan that are in the outskirts, but Galloway's are kind of, this is your quintessential Wigan pie. So
this is it.
I'm not saying it's the best one you've ever had, but it's not far off.
Yeah.
I'm using a fork. I'm going for this approach.
I'm a fork girl too.
Slide it.
Oh, you slide it. I see your technique.
Oh, you're doing the whole slide.
Oh my God, the pastry is amazing.
Oh my. It's peppery. It's mushy. There's no elegance about this at all.
I got the deep filled one, so I have a lot more meat in this one. Oh my God.
Oh, it's good, yeah. I don't think this doesn't even need gravy because it's quite runny.
It's saucy, which I really appreciate. I like a little sauciness inside of my pie. I don't like it when it's really dry, so this to me is gorgeous.
I mean, this is like minced beef. I mean, it's not chunky potato, is it? It's mashed potato.
No, that's just the way it's done around here. You know, it is a very cheap filling in theory. It goes back to a point in time where they just load in the meat in. It wouldn't be the best quality meat, I'm sure this is. But it's mainly just minced meat rather than big chunks. And, you know, they would fill it with a lot of potato and then you'd add seasoning to it because the meat was cheap and you had to disguise the taste of it. Which, again, I'm sure that's not the case now.
No.
If you're listening, Galloway's.
Oh, my God, I'm so happy right now. You've got it all over your face, Alison.
Because I've been eating it the traditional way with my hands. I haven't really used a fork. This is the first time I've picked up a pie and eaten it. I would just like to say I finished my pie first.
Oh, no!
I did do the least talking because I was into pie, but that was gorgeous. That's my first Galloway's pie. I am not disappointed.
Would that rate highly on the Martin pie meter?
Yeah, basically, Galloway's are like probably one of the top 10 ever.
Oh,
this is
like...
this is your top Wigan pie, basically. Galloway's have commanded the market now, I think.
I love that Greg's has not got a monopoly in Wigan. It's just like sat there like...
I can't believe they had the balls to open up a Greg's right beside in the main heart here. They don't even sell pies. They've just given up. They're like, we're not even gonna... And you know what's great? The rain is coming right now as we finish the pies. It's like, well, let them eat the pies. There you go.
Should we walk down?
Yeah,
let's do it now.
So Martin is actually an accountant who's come to town to meet us in his dinner break. God, people up north are so nice.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you spending your dinner break with us.
Fine, I really enjoyed it.
All right, get out of here. Go, you gotta
go,
get back
go,
to work.
Go, go.
Bye,
bye.
Bye. See, that is the loveliness of
the north.
Of the north.
As Marty flies off to get back to work, me and Alison sit in the train station with our full bellies and have a little ponder of today's tourist trip in Wigan.
Alison, we're sat back in Wigan train station.
Yep.
Waiting for the train back to Manchester. Did you enjoy your day?
I enjoyed my day. I loved my pie. I think that pie would be even better if we had had a chance to sit in a pub and eat it. What I enjoyed the most was probably meeting up with Martin and talking pies.
He knew his stuff.
Because it is fascinating. And I said, again, just talking to anyone about what they love is always fascinating. I loved the women in Galloway's and that they wanted to tell us all about their pie experiences and that people show up first thing in the morning to get pies. And they were just delightful. And the one woman, hi, bye. You could tell that's what she does. She cheerfully greets and says farewell to every person that buys a pie.
They were so lovely. When they were so passionate, weren't they, about their job? They loved it.
This is the thing. It's not just a job for them. This is like, you know, they're proud to be working there. They love their pies. It was sweet. It was sweet as pie to see.
You've been waiting.
I have. Those ladies were sweet as pie.
It sets you up for the day. Imagine going there for your breakfast and then jumping on a train. You'd be like, I feel fantastic.
I got a pie. I'm ready to go. Yeah, they were just so lovely.
Do you know what? And I've said this before on the Tories podcast. Being nice goes such a long way.
Look, this is why I like the North. I'll take colder weather and warmer people any day of the week, in my opinion.
It's a gorgeous way to put it. It's mm-hmm. a gorgeous way to put it. Mm-hmm. I mean, when we were just stood there at Marketplace, having like the holy triangle of pie shops there as well.
Yeah, because there was, what was it, three?
Yeah.
Three pie shops and then a Greg's. I love that Martin was so passionate about his hatred for Greg's too. Boo. Every time we look, oh, boo.
You too can come to Wigan and get the full pie experience. The train's really cheap, takes no time
at all. It's a great day out. Come eat some pies. Galloway's. Oh, he was also saying there's great pubs that you can get a good pork pie, so you can go have a pork pie. I would make a pie day out of it, to be honest with you.
You like you do the pub trail.
You do a pie crawl. Yeah. Like in Leeds, it's the Otley Run.
Yeah.
This would be the... Eat a pie out of every Galloway's. I dare someone to come into a Galloway's pub, like a eat a pie at every Galloway.
I think there's 23.
In Wigan.
In the surrounding area, yeah. If you do it, if anyone out there is listening now and saying, I'm going to tackle that, we need to set some ground rules and I'll come and record it. It can take you 2 days maybe? Or has it got to be in the same day?
No, I think because I don't want someone to like have a heart attack. So I think we should do it over a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be really fun, to be honest with you.
Man versus pie.
Man versus pie. We'll be there to record and also we'll have, what is it? What kind of tablets do you use for indigestion here? What are
Rennies.
Rennies. We'll be there with Rennies and support.
Like wet funnels.
You're doing okay. He's got the pie sweats. It's all right. He's on pie 12. It's a brilliant idea.
This is coming together.
I think it's fun.
This is like going to be like a bonus episode. I've got a feeling. I might be the one doing it.
Honestly, I'm like, I could probably give it a go. We ate one pie and I was like, I could eat another pie.
Do you ever get that where you eat something and you get more hungry?
Yeah. Right now, I was like... Would it be in poor taste to get a chicken pie now that
you've wet your whistle?
But then I'm like, no, you know your calories, Smith.
Alison Jean Smith, thank you so much for being on Taurus and spending your afternoon with us.
Victoria, thank you so much for letting me eat pies today, for that being my northern tourist experience. You made a dream come true.
I hope we've inspired you to eat all the pie, all of it. Galloway's are all over Wigan and the surrounding area. Find out where your nearest one is or which one you want to visit and stuff your face with some delicious pie. It's galloway'sbakers.co.uk. You can buy Martin's book, Life of Pies, A Quest to Find the UK's Best Pie, directly on his website, lifeofpies.co.uk. And in my opinion, it would make a fantastic Christmas present for most male relatives in your family. Martin's also on Twitter. Send him a picture of your pie. Tastefully, please, at The Life of Pies. You can see one of my most favourite ladies, Alison Jean Smith, at a comedy venue near you soon. She's a gig machine. Follow this gorgeous woman on Twitter at Alison J. Smith and find out where she's playing next on her website, alisonjunesmith.com. Now, did you enjoy your trip to Wigan with us? Please spread the love across the web. We're on Twitter at Stories Podcast and Facebook. And if you've visited any places as a result of listening to this podcast, you've gone, oh my God, I just need to have some Wigan pie in my mouth, then hashtag us, hashtag Tourist Podcast. And honestly, a massive thank you to everyone that's left a rating and a review for the first three episodes of Tourist. I initially released three episodes just to test the water and see if people liked it, and the feedback's been fab, so I'm going to continue making them. The next one, we are going to John Ryland's library in Manchester, majestic place, and the comedian that's coming with us I will reveal to you on social media very soon. If you are listening on Apple Podcast, yes, you there with the iPhone, give us a 5-star rating, you absolute smashing human. And that's 5 stars, don't be tired, give us 4. Or you can rate us and share us wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy this pie-eating episode of Tourist.
As you liked, please watch your step between the podcast and the platform.
You've got it all over your face, Alison.